the Google.
Oh my God, you're right.
Well, let's see right now what pops up. It's in the Atlantic, so that's good.
That was this more. I didn't know actually. So
you're killing it, bro. Right now, you're really hurting my feelings. Right before a trip. Oh, you know, there's a hurricane.
North Carolina. Where is it?
Give me a second. Keep talking, John.
Well, trying to wonder. I mean, I was just looking up just random things, and I definitely, any time that you're going to be going somewhere, I'm going to be thinking, hey, hold on, there might be some kind of hurricane, something going on, and you better be careful. But I know, Atlantic, I mean, you're going to be down farther down in the Gulf.
I think you're going to be. Okay, it's near Europe. It's near Portugal. Oh, so I think I should be all right. It's 2,300 miles from the U.S.
It definitely could come over. I mean, who knows?
So I have time, right?
I mean, the system, I don't know how systems work over oceans, but I know that it could definitely, things could happen soon. And with the different change, you know, with the temperature changes and everything.
I know it's going to rain for my trip. Like, I'm going to get some good rain.
But it's tropical. You're going to have, like, some warm rain that you can be in your board shorts, your shorts, and your sandals, and just being like, yeah, I want a margarita right now.
I checked the stats, tequila, and it said 85% humidity right now. So it's like, holy shnike. And it's like 87 degrees during the day, so it's or 85. Oh, my God, it's heaven compared to this. I won't have to be.
What's the humidity, though?
It's like in the 80s%.
That's the 80%
Yeah, tile. Yeah, so it's like pretty much rain.
There's no reason. Yeah, there's no reason to shower because you're gonna get out of the shower, you dry off, and then
I'm not used to it, huh?
Yeah. Of course shower, but it's gonna be beautiful. Just take advantage of the ocean, and the warmth.
Yeah.
And have a good time, you know.
Yeah.
And be safe, and you just know who your surroundings. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
You know, speak to people and be like, oh, yo, what's up?
Well, I got a great family hosting me, and, you know, it's going to be great. And I mean, shout outs to them. And en español, los catrachos, todos ahí, los vamos a ver muy pronto. A Alma, Mara, a Nati, a Eli, a todos, qué bonitos, la familia, todos. A ver, besos a todos, especialmente a la Almita, y nos vemos muy pronto. So it's going to be kick ass. And I can't wait, bro. So, it's due. I'm due, man. I got my freaking passport like 4 years ago, and I haven't used it. So, I'm like, you know what, man? I'm only going to be single so long in my life. It's time to, you know, live it up before.
What kind of music is, like, the most popular over in Honduras? Is there, like, a catracho special?
Well, I'm sure they have their traditional stuff, which is, you know, kind of like a folkloric type, but they also have a lot of, they're into a lot of contemporary and pop music and Latino pop and rock and Mexican music too, even because they're not too far
from there.
Well, I hope
you can bring something local back. You're in one spot and you go to like maybe a bar or something too, and just be like, oh yeah, I heard this one act or I heard this, and or maybe there's like a hip hop crew or I don't know.
Now I know what you want, so. I'm on it, bro.
Well,
I'm
anything, you know, any.
Plus,
kinda...
I know your style, so I'll find the right mix.
Yeah, there might be some rock or some other thing going on, but it's fun. I feel like you're gonna be like bombarded with stuff that you're not used to seeing here. Obviously, you're gonna be like, man, I can do this tonight. I can do that tonight. this is really fun. Like, go out and really take advantage. And you said the exchange rate is pretty. Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty set with everything. I think I already made a copy of my passport and left it at my office. So if anything happens, like if I misplace it or God forbid, I can track a copy down. Yeah. I've taken precautions. I didn't get as many shots as I probably should have, like the malaria things and all that. But you know what? I'm not really worried because I don't think I'm going to be going into certain areas that are that.
You're Latino.
Your
dad's from the jungles of Peru. Like, I don't think that's.
I've gotten enough shots in my life, so I think I'm gonna be all right there. And you know what? Like, there was this spray, mosquito spray, my coworker gave me to put on your clothes and stuff. That shit, but you know, like, fuck it, whatever. I'm gonna have to.
You've got a good immune system and. Settle down. Yeah, you're gonna have so much fun, and like, I think that's gonna be the least of your worries.
In Central America, you were fine.
Totally fine. The only thing that happened was a spider bite.
Oh, that was...
Yeah. And they just gave me antibiotics, and they went away. Well, it didn't go away. It was like a little nipple on my butt, but, you know.
Yeah, that stays be there for
forever.
A while.
Yeah. No, forever. That's just there. I don't know.
Where the sun don't shine, yeah. As Kevin would say. Fuck, shout out to you, Kev. If it smells shot. Like flounder...
You better pounder.
If it smells like bass...
You better pass.
If it... What? Is there one more?
No, it should be. There should be a... There's like a whole slew of fish that you can talk about.
No. God, Issa would like that, too. She works at an aquarium, and she's all into the fishes. I have to at least give her a shout-out for sure. Congratulations. I'd ring a bell right now. Ding, 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 ding. But you fucking bought a house. That's huge.
Whoa, Carissa bought a house?
Yeah, she signed and everything. Got her name on the X.
Where's this down?
All the inspections are done.
San Mateo?
I think it's in Richmond, actually.
Oh, Richmond.
So, yeah, so she's going to be in the East Bay commuting like us. But still, her own place. That's pretty badass.
That is great. Yeah, look at her. She's taking care of herself. Felicidades. Yeah. Wow, she's handling it, bro. I'm glad that you have a good friendship and you guys have, you know.
Good, yeah, but having a good, solid friendship's always important. And you know what? Shout-outs to all the friends over in the league. It was a good year. Yeah. Fantasy is done. If you're doing the fantasy playoffs, good luck. I think it's kind of ridiculous because you really much lose out on the players if the teams lose. You got to pick all the winning teams at the same time you're picking players. So it's like... survival of the fittest, I guess. But then again, you could stock up some points from a guy from a losing team. It carries over to your accrual, but you lose out that player. So I don't know. It's such strategy behind it. I think I get lost on that. For me, it's too much. I've never gotten a good score on it. So I've tried it so many times that this year I'm just taking a break. So no more fantasy for me for a while. No more daily. None of that basketball stuff. Go to John. He's the fantasy lord this year. He got second place. Fuck you, Tony.
Cheers to you, Tony. That was good. Well played, sir. And Hugo Lopez, he was a runner-up, and he made as many moves as I did this year, which is another tip of the hat to you.
Yeah. Because
that was nice. We had fun, but we need to just do more smack talking. We need to do – there's a little thing, you know, the little message board, and it says smack talk. And it was empty. I mean, we had a couple little messages promoting our show, and it's like, we're supposed to be talking shit right now. We're supposed to be like, dude, you didn't pick that fool up in your face. Like, you know, we're supposed to be really getting
well, it, during you the know, draft, dirty. It had stuff, and then it had the link to our show, and I'm so glad at least some of these guys, I know Thursday 6 to 8 is a hard time to listen to radio, but all of you guys that can make this happen and listen to us live, we appreciate that.
Hell yeah. You can always download our music or our broadcast. That's the best thing. You just go on to mutinyradio.fm and you look up our show and you can download the RSS feed. And you can get it so that it could be uploaded directly to your iTunes if you just I personally don't know, but there's a way to just get it uploaded.
Yeah, John has his girlfriend do it for him, so he's got his own personal assistant for that one.
Well, yes.
Shout-outs to Pam.
Shout out to Pam. You know, she's a production director here. She's doing everything.
Well, definitely. Let's get a block going, man. Like, we need to get so high, so let's get a good break. I'm on vacation. I'm loving life. I'm so happy. I'm blessed. Wiz Khalifa featuring... you know, Ghost Loft, so high, baby, on mutinyradio.fm. Still got more, huh? Burn into a short, and I'll be falling. First thing, wake up out of dream, grab a lighter, something like a steamer, bong ripper, make sure it's clean, smoke session, nigga, what you mean, in my car, cruising down the street, so stoned, I'ma need something to eat, no tray, ashes on my seat, hide up, tailors on my feet, cloud nine, going through my mind, take a toke, hold it till you choke, moving forward, cruising on my board, still got more, burning to a short, and I'll be flowing, flowing, I get so high, fuck around and never come down, I get so high. I'm
dollar joint, don't fall asleep, uh-huh. Smoke pizza, uh-huh. Pipe like a cheaper, uh-huh. Heard you got a cheaper price for that reefer, huh? What you need, uh-huh. Never find a seat, uh-huh. Take a dab, uh-huh. Straight THC, uh-huh. For the highest in the room, look at me, uh-huh. Somewhere in the clouds, that's where we wanna be, uh-huh. Got you shook, uh-huh. Not just for the look, uh-huh. Half the day, uh-huh. Wrote the whole book, uh-huh. Drive slow, uh-huh. Blow it by the O, uh-huh. Eyes low, uh-huh. Everybody know it, and damn. And I be flowing, flowing. I get so high. Fuck around and never come down. I get so high. Give a fuck, uh-huh. Pulling out the 62 and showing up, uh-huh. 26, guess that mean I'm growing up, uh-huh. Pouring up, uh-huh. All my niggas rolling up, making sure that I get so high. Fuck around and never come down. I get so high.
If this is all real, then I grab on that ass and I firmly believe it in you. Look like you drawn by an artist, no you. You look like Bernice and Yaris, but both put together. Those are some girls that I know from back home. If you saw them, you get it. Look, don't worry about it. Keep speaking Spanish, I get it translated. You know you my baby. Anything for you, anything, baby. I do not want to be enemies, baby. I would just much rather give you a baby and buy you a house so I live with you, baby. Don't stay with this new guy, I really go crazy. I really go crazy.
Reprimido ardiendo por los celos.
Audio Production.
Remy boy, yeah. 17:38. I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello. Since your pretty ass, soon as you came in the door, I just wanna chill. Got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it, now she remixing for low. She my track queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch how far them bands go. We just set it go, talking matching Lambos. I 56 a grand, 500 grams though. Man, I swear I love her, how she work the damn pole. Hit the strip club, we be letting bands go. Everybody hating, we just call them fans though. In love with the money, I ain't never letting go. And like it hot with my baby, baby. I just left the mall, I'm getting fly with my baby, yeah. And I can ride with my baby, baby. I be in the kitchen cooking pies with my baby, yeah. And I can ride with my baby, baby. I just left the mall, I'm getting fly with my baby, yeah. And I can ride with my
baby. You're the projection. And I am always supreme.
Sound of Miguel on MutinyRadio.fm. Oh yeah, we like that. We're gonna keep that going. But no, you know what? Time to get back to sports. And we got a good caller right now. We got JT, one of our regulars, on. So JT, are you still there? Did you hang in there?
I am still here.
All right. Thank you for hanging in there with our fabulous R&B and our hip hop and all that shit. I know it's not always your cup of tea, but fuck it, bro. Yeah. You're gonna have to hang in there.
You got a lot of patience. Thank you so much, Shaggy. You're a great.
John's always the polite one, and I'm the crucial one. All right, well, yeah. What do you got to say, bro? What's going on, man? You got a new coach for the Niners.
Yeah, you know, people love to jump on in, I guess, on and off of bandwagons, and, you know, I think the overall sentiment in the Bay Area is that Colin Kaepernick is done. I think some of the things that go by, you know, that get forgotten is that he has more road playoff wins than Joe Montana and Steve Young combined.
Wow, that's a good stat right there. Yep. Brought to you by JT.
He has the capabilities. I think, you know, he had so much success so quickly that I think everything, all the turmoil last year really kind of fucked with him. The new offense that was put in this year really did not play to his strong suits. It was rumored if Chip Kelly was to stay in Philadelphia that he would want to go after Colin Kaepernick. So it will be very interesting to see how this tandem works. You also have to add into the stat that every quarterback that has played with for Chip Kelly has had their best career year. Nick Foles was, you know, there's a reason why he, you know, had such, I mean, he had one of the highest QB ratings ever.
Yes.
And he is not that kind of elite quarterback.
He was running around. He doesn't even run around much.
He killed it.
Yeah.
Even though Sam Bradford didn't play a whole lot, he actually had his best year. Granted, he's been injured all the time with the Rams, and he showed glimpses, but he didn't have that bad of a year under Chip Kelly. So I think, and then the other thing, too, is, yeah, I'm willing to give, you know, there's a lot of talk about Chip Kelly not being the easiest to get along with. Well, Jim Harbaugh wasn't either. And the thing that I kind of fall back on is this is not college. These are not kids. He doesn't have to teach these people any lessons. These are fucking grown adult men. If you can't handle a coach, you know, trying to maximize your talent, if he gets on you, well, there might be a reason, you know? I think this morning there was a tight end, Zach Ertz, who had played for Harbaugh at Stanford and Chip Kelly in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And he said, there's different people, but, you know, I don't need my coach to be my friend. I need my coach to try and maximize my playing ability and make the team as a whole better. And he had no problem with Chip Kelly. So I'm willing to let it go, you know, and see what happens.
Yes,
obviously it's not anything I have control over anyway. So, am I excited about it? Yeah, I'm interested. I don't know if I'm that excited, especially after the results of this last season. But yeah, how do you feel about the Colts retaining Chuck Pagano?
You know, that was I thought that was a good decision by the owner, because he saved him some face for himself, even, because he's had a lot of bad credibility issues with his own personal off the field kind of you know, behavior. And I think he saved a lot of his reputation by showing that no, he's going to stick by his guy. He's not, and I love his comments he made that he's not going to allow, you know, his coach to be bullied. So,
and
it showed,
celebrate after a win.
Yeah, he did it in front of Ryan Grigson, in front of the GM that supposedly is the bully. So I thought it was really good, because you don't want to break up this team. It was injuries that plagued us, not just coaching. And yeah, there's some coaching mess ups, but there was a lot of management mess ups, because why are we drafting a wide receiver first when we could have, you know, helped Andrew Luck have protection, get an O-line, get something.
Yeah. I think, I would assume, based on this season or this last season, that that's what the Colts go after in the offseason or in the draft.
Mel Kiper said that's one of the things that they should look at is offensive line. I forgot where he's from right now, but it's a great pick, and
kidney laceration or not, if he's the future Andrew Luck, you got to get him protected, right? Like,
and they made some changes too. Offensive coordinators changed and
defensive coordinator. We got the Ravens guy. I forgot his name, but we'll just see. I want to see him get to work and see what he does before I start giving him all this credit or praise. Because we're making all these turnovers when we should have had a better than 8-8 year. It was a Super Bowl expectation. We're like, I mean, the sandwich maker that I go to every lunch said, man, dude, like, come on. Like, your team was expected to win the Super Bowl. I got to say, your team's got to be the most disappointing this year, and I can't disagree, you know. I mean, there's others that are shitty. Like, the Lions, big disappointment. The Browns, always a huge disappointment. You know, for the Colts and the Cowboys to go the way they did, fuck, man, a huge, huge... Yeah. I jinxed my team.
Well, you know, both teams, obviously, suffered greatly in terms of the injury bug. You know, Cowboys, and but, you know, I think the Cowboys kind of... Their injuries overshadowed a lot of the other teams, but, I mean, obviously, you can't discount the Colts losing Andrew Luck for the majority of the season.
No, I know, and, like, that goes in line with the moves we made, so I just feel it was, we're both on the same page with that. You got to keep Chuck, you know. Besides, he's a defensive-minded guy, and just like his brother who was in San Diego, and look at the Chargers, man, what a tragedy for them. Mm-hmm. Like, the way things went down, the fact that they might be a second-tier team to the Rams in terms of having stadium rights. Such a mess going on in L.A. right now. I mean, it's good for L.A. in a way because the Rams are there now, but it's like, wow, the Raiders are in limbo again. Another year where we don't know what the hell is going to happen with this owner who's
What I don't really want to see is the Raiders go down there, the Chargers stay in San Diego, and now Southern California has three teams, and we'll have one.
Yeah.
And, Oh, shit, sorry. I forgot about the Niners. Oh, shit.
Well, you know what I mean.
I just want the fucking Raiders to stay. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it keeps that competition in the Bay Area. And they're, even when the Oakland Raiders, back in L.A. days, they were in L.A., they were still practicing a majority in Oakland facilities and still kind of retaining that Oakland familiarity. And it's just like, well, I hope that if they're going to move, they're going to move. And it's not going to be this kind of like back and forth. But I just don't want them to move, period. Just stay.
Yeah, I feel like if they do move down to L.A., just like before, I'll stop rooting for them.
You really will drop the Raider fandom?
I can't say that completely. I think there will be a little bit of me that will... You know,
I think Rams fans have more of a right to do that.
On, but essentially, when they moved the first time, it broke my heart. And it's like, I'm done. I'm done if they move.
But they've been in L.A. before, though, the Raiders.
Exactly. What's
that? The Raiders have been in L.A. before.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. They broke my heart the first time they moved there. If they move back, I'm going to have to say I'm done again.
What do you think about...
I have a hard time. I know you guys might... be fans if they even more so if they move to LA because that's where you guys are from. But being, you know, born, raised, you know, lived in LA, I mean the Bay Area all my life, you know, I can't do it. I can't root for a team in LA.
Oh yeah, well, I don't blame you. But what do you think about now St. Louis fans? Let's say you know, St. Louis, the Royals, they did really well.
Another thing too, I feel bad for St. Louis. They had the Cardinals way back when. I think I know that it's hard because St. Louis is a baseball town first and foremost and has always been. But I think it's a big enough city, and I shouldn't say baseball town. It's a big enough city where it should support the Rams. It's just the problem is, ever since they were the greatest show on turf, they've been very mediocre. They probably challenged the Browns for worst overall record in the last, say, you know, at least years.
Yeah.
They've really been bad.
Yeah, and but also the Browns moved away. The Browns also moved away.
The attendance. And that's why, we don't get the attendance. We need a new stadium. No, you just need a good team. You got to get the fan base excited about your team. It doesn't matter The L.A. Coliseum, I mean, the Oakland Coliseum is a shithole of a stadium, but each and every one of those fans doesn't give a shit. They don't care. They don't need a Levi's Stadium where everything's top of the state-of-the-art, you know, technology here and there.
It's money, though. It's money. It's all about money.
I was just there, and it was fantastic. Just like you were saying, Raider fan, I did not care. I was having a blast. I got my beer. I got my hot dog, nachos. I was fine. Had a good seat. There weren't any fights. There wasn't a riot. Yep.
Now, that said, the Oakland A's deserve a better stadium. Them playing there is just awful.
That's what's on the table right now. The Oakland A's, apparently, if the Raiders move and the... I mean, so Raiders right now are in limbo because they don't have a lease for the Coliseum. So they're kind of like, right, what are we going to do for this 2016 season? But right now on the table, they... the city of Oakland has been talking, and maybe I was thinking backing the A's and building them a stadium if the Raiders leave. That's huge.
Well, it makes more sense because there's 82 games. When you have a smaller venue, you know, when I say smaller, I'm talking, you know, Oakland Coliseum versus, say, AT&T Park.
Yeah.
It's almost half the amount of people. You get that. It's a little bit more, I guess, accessible. It's a little bit, has a little bit more ability to host concerts and things like that. You know, people, you know, big artists don't know if they can sell out the Oakland Coliseum, but that's why you see a lot of concerts coming to AT&T Park now.
Yeah.
Much more so, I feel like, than, say, Oakland Coliseum, is that it's a smaller venue. They can guarantee that they can sell that out. And I think with the 81 games at home, you have a lot more ability to make money than, say, 8 games.
Yeah, I was going to say, essentially it's all the money.
I think it makes a lot more sense. It's going to be a cheaper stadium to build, a smaller stadium. I would love, and it's, you know, ever since they've been talking about it, you know, for feels like 20 years, ever since especially the Raiders came back and they built Mount Davis, there's been talk about a stadium in Jack London Square or near Jack London, Jack London Square. I think that's a brilliant
idea. That
would
be great.
Just
you
know, have it mirror AT&T Park, essentially. AT&T Park looks over at Oakland.
I was hoping the Powerball winner would have been like a Raider fan and he could have built like the stadium right there and just fucking made it just perfect.
Well, he might be. It's a 16-year-old here
from Cali,
in California.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, that might be a Raider fan right there. You
Who
never
knows?
Know.
Yep.
Hopefully it's not a Rams fan. That's all I'm saying.
they have Kroenke. They already have enough money. Fuck off.
Yeah, they're already fucked. That said, San Diego, from all I've heard, does need a new stadium. Their stadium's equally as bad as, say, the Coliseum.
But San Diegans aren't going to fork the bill for that. If they try to make that a tax thing, that's just not going to... It's like in Oakland. It's not going to work out. You know, it's just... They already owe $100 million.
San Diego... my feeling is...
$100 million.
San Antonio has been talking about having the Raiders come or having an expansion team. You know, maybe have the Chargers go to San Antonio then. You know, if they're all butthurt about not getting their deal voted on for L.A. and like, oh, now we gotta, you know, pay rent to the other guy. You know, like,
it'd be cool, you know, San Antonio Chargers, San Antonio Raiders.
No, San Antonio Chargers. I'm saying.
I know, but I've already seen.
No.
Settle down. I've already seen the posters. No, I've already seen the posters out there. They're going to be the San Antonio Raiders and then the Salt Lake City Chargers.
What?
What? No, I can't see.
You can go skiing and you can get bolts, you know? Like, you just fucking boom. Racks on racks on racks.
That's sad. Oh, no.
Yeah. So, you know, it's going the whole other way, bro. And then there's going to be... a team in England and then a team in Mexico City.
Yeah, see, I think that's horrible. I hate the fact that they have so many games in England. I understand they're trying to build up market appeal and increase their dollar, but I would actually much rather see games again played in, say, Mexico City.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's going to happen more and more because the Jaguars are already slated to have, like, games there till 2020. So it's moving the game more in that direction. And, man, like, they're trying to say, oh, concussions and this, and there's going to be a whole lot less people playing the game. Bullshit, man. Like, when it comes down to that, there's going to be a whole lot less rich people playing the game. But all the inner city kids, they're going to be playing football. Trust me on that. Yep. So the sport is not going to lose out on its talent. It's just going to grow. And it's a money-making business. It's the biggest moneymaker out there. High school kids are, like, generating bets from these adults because of the Friday night games. Imagine what the NFL does. It's a trillion-dollar business. And it's crazy how addicted we are to it. You know, we talk about it all the time, and I can't get enough of it. It's a year-round type situation, you know.
Well, it's only getting bigger and safer, so... We'll see. I mean, where these kids, like you said, inner city kids fall and where they, you know, where they go.
Yeah. And you know what I think would be awesome is another block of music, because we got some whole lot of love. And thank you, JT, for calling in. Did JT, you have anything else? Any last shout outs?
For calling in.
Yeah, actually, can we talk a little with Kobe? I actually want to give him
what?
Respect.
Well, yeah, he's playing right now.
The Lakers are playing here in
this is
Oracle
the
tonight.
Last night, or the last Golden State appearance for Kobe. Yeah.
I did not know this.
Yep. Last time we talked about him, I kind of, you know, got on him, but I hope I touched on it. You know, even though I wasn't a fan of Michael Jordan, I mean, there are certain people, athletes that I may not be a fan of theirs, especially because they're not part of my hometown team or what have you. I have a lot of respect. I feel like there are some ways that the same things can be accomplished, but in different ways. You know, they could have been nicer about it. They could have been, you know, I don't know, this, that, or the other thing. But when it comes down to it, aside from Michael Jordan, I have never seen anybody with a bigger desire to win than Kobe Bryant. And that is one of the things that makes greatness. Any elite, you know, one of the top players of all time, it's usually their desire to win. And you can't discount, I mean, all we see is the games. You can't discount all the effort, the time and energy that Kobe put in to make himself as great as he is.
I am thoroughly impressed right now by you, JT. Hell yeah, bro. Thank you for that, man, because Kobe is a legend and will, you know, always be remembered that way, not for this last year, but for all the great things and memories he did.
And I have to say, in that respect, you know, he brought the team 5 championships, and he has made the Lakers so much money that, you know, it's kind of worth tanking a season, essentially, for him. And I think, you know, whoever they get in the draft, they're obviously going to have a high draft pick. I like this kid, D'Angelo Russell. I think because of Kobe, he's being kind of fucked with. I would like to see Byron Scott, you know, let the younger players. This is kind of, I guess, when Kobe is sat out, and Byron Scott has let the younger players kind of do their thing. They've been good. They might not have won games, but they've been more competitive. They just seem a more complete team without Kobe, unfortunately. He deserves the season. You know,
is he still out, Kobe, this week? Do you happen to know?
How old is he?
I thought Kobe was still out this week.
No, with the Achilles, he's playing tonight.
He's questionable.
He's questionable.
Right now, it's kind of like a game time decision for tonight.
I got the update.
What
ESPN
he has kind of actually come out and said is that he's willing right now to sit out games in L.A., but he wants to go to all these different arenas for his final game there.
I think he values the fans everywhere else. He understands that this is their last chance to go and see them and to see him.
You know, especially for the Western Conference, and especially for the Pacific Division. He's been in this conference, in this division, his whole career. Like, he's had memories and games, and I think it's really touching when Derek Jeter did his farewell tour. Yeah, so I think the fans, just as much as I would say Kobe, as much as the fans want to play, you know, that he wants to say goodbye to the fans just as much as the fans want to say goodbye to him.
Oh yeah, yeah, amen, man. And John confirmed it. He will be playing tonight, courtesy of ESPN alerts. So he will be playing tonight. Kobe, it makes sense. It's one of his last games at Oracle, right? So
yeah, it is his last game.
All right. But
he decides, oh, you know, I'm not going to retire.
Well, but you know, I don't see that.
I think he understands that he's holding the team back.
Yeah. No, and also it's a business move to decide, give the retirement move this early so that way he can do his tour and be done. Because he knows he's not the same out there. He's making some threes. He's got the lowest three-point percentage right now. But, you know, it's not the same Kobe. We just see glimpses of it. You know, it's like...
Yeah. So he'll even go this far. Even if it costs one of the Warriors an all-star spot, like, I think... I would definitely put Kobe in the starting all-star lineup.
Wow, that's a great comment from a true Warrior fan right there, saying I would rather sacrifice one of my guys because I know how important it is to have. No, I think the NBA is going to make an exemption and make like a specific spot for him, an extra Western Conference spot just for Kobe.
Well, I believe he's leading all players in votes.
The votes will do it.
He
itself
is leading. Yeah, it's already leading, and so there's
the fans need it. It's a story of the NBA, right?
They're just gonna see which Warriors they have to leave out, which Warrior player they have to leave out. It's pretty much that's where it's at now.
Wow. Intense stuff, man. I can't wait for that all-star ceremony. That'll be the last of his. Plus, he'll probably go one more Olympics game after this season, so it's not the last of Kobe.
No, they've kind of talked about it, but there's no way. He doesn't – I'm sorry. As much as he deserves everything else, he doesn't deserve a spot on the Olympic team.
Well, he could still dominate any other country, so – even the present.
Yeah, he
could. There's some players that are Euro and from different countries that are kick-ass, but in terms of our U.S. squad can carry him to another gold medal.
always.
Don't matter. We're the U.S., baby.
But
the redeemed dream whatever team.
Thank you so much for calling, JT. It's so good to hear like football and basketball talk, especially Lakers playing Warriors tonight, which just started, so you guys check that out.
Yeah, bro. Enjoy the game and have an awesome night.
Drive safely out
I'll
there.
I'll talk to you guys next week.
Yeah.
For sure. That was JT.
Woo, JT.
Thanks, brother. And, feel free to call in. We're on live 6 to 8, 415-550-0511. Let's keep it going. We're going to transfer this NFL music to some Led Zeppelin. Whole lot of love on MutinyRadio.fm.
I'm gonna give you my love.
LeJohn on MutinyRadio.fm. Yeah, we're back. We're back.
Rob Halford, my God, what a voice.
Whew.
Yeah, yeah, you're telling me, brother. So what do you think, man, now that we're done with the season and we're in playoffs? We already talked about Broncos, and we already talked about that they're facing the Steelers. How about the Chiefs? We got the Chiefs
playing the New England Patriots. Fuck off. What do you think about Chandler Jones? What do you think about him smoking some illegal shit and then getting away with it? It's like, oh, you're smoking legal stuff, but it's like, what are you smoking? Come on. It's got to be that, like, that.
It's too bad he can't get that cannabiotics or that good stuff, because he's stuck there in New England where they don't have shit, and he has to smoke synthetic
spice?
Weed.
Is it spice or something?
I don't know what those kids are doing.
It's spice, and I've heard that there's been crazy aggressive reaction, and it's just horrible. Why would you want to smoke synthetic weed when it's grown from the earth and it's wonderful? And
so what are the repercussions now?
The repercussions? No.
Is he out?
No. Well, I was also listening.
He went to the hospital.
He went to the hospital, and then the reports might have been changed just because the sheriff or the person, you know, the usual, I don't know, the deputy that's handling the New England Patriots, he's friends with them. He's always on the field, so I feel like he might have seen him before. They might have had some. You know, they might have met up, and there might have been some other connection there that is not spoken about, even though they're just not charging him with anything illegal. It's all legal. It's all something that he did, and it was just like he said he fucked up, but I think it's kind of stupid. And it's one of those things, too. It's one of those Patriot things. Like, wow, are they just going to get away with this? It's like, yeah, it's a legal substance, but it's like, why are you, what are you trying to do? I mean, why would you need legal, why would you need any of that? Stop. Just hang out. Like, train. Why aren't you fucking training? Why aren't you, like, doing plays? Why aren't you reading up on it? This is playoffs, and you're going to do that? Like,
these kids, man, what are they thinking, man? This guy has a chance at a second Super Bowl in a row.
I would say he should be fined, and something should just happen, just because there's got to be some consequence. It can't just be like, oh, you're just allowed to do it. I mean, just go out, huff. Is huff something legal? Do something. I mean, you can just do whatever that's legal, and it's going to be okay. I understand it's legal, but maybe there should be, should prohibit certain things, or I don't know. Roger Goodell is not good at, or even that, you know, the NFL itself doesn't know how to exactly justify certain punishment, and they don't have.
Well, for once they're backing off, so this time is good, because they are definitely not consistent. That is horrible about them. They do not know how to carry a single consistent type of punishment out for any of these players, and it's disappointing, because that just means that you're getting things on a case by case that don't even equal out, when, you know, there's got to be something, that a standard or something. Just don't make it so, like, arbitrary or ambiguous.
I just feel bad for Josh Brown.
Well, yeah, that guy's been out for, what, 2 years now? But, I mean, he's making these dumb decisions, too.
Very
on that
dumb
other
decisions,
side.
But that's smoking weed, and it's like, ugh, what a dumb decision, but come on, man.
I just hope the NFL doesn't react before the justice system. They got to wait and see how they respond and then act. This whole, the way they carried out all these past things with Ray Rice to all the way to now with Hardy and all these other players, no. You know, it's like, there's got to be a way to do it where there's either zero tolerance, or you wait after and you decide based on the union and them coming to agreements on a contract or the next contract or whatever is going to happen with the NFLPA. But I just don't like the current climate of the NFL when it comes to these things, because with substance abuse, they need to be protecting their players more, creating better programs and prevention, rather than just, you know, saying, hey, you know, like, let's give these guys, put these guys out there, not let them do shit, make all these lists of things they can't do, so then when they're really hurting, they go to the stuff that's not on the list that's illegal. And it's just a pity, you know, it really is.
There should be alternatives. I mean, there are alternatives, but they should promote and make aware different alternatives for players that do have some kind of addiction or any kind of problem where they're like, okay, I was doing this in college, I was having so much fun, and now I'm making a lot more money, so I can take that fun to a next level. Don't.
John, guess who was just calling?
Who was just calling right now?
The lady, your favorite fan.
Oh, is that Sweet Gail?
Yeah, sorry, Sweet Gail. I had to hang up on you. We're in the middle of a sports show, so just try to be a little more respectful if you are listening out there.
She's
like, not.
And she's just like, oh, well, are you guys doing something that I could talk about? No, yeah. You're not doing anything that you can talk about. You're just, no. She's great.
She's like, at least you didn't hang up on me like the others.
or you didn't give slam her bullshit. The phone. Usually I tell her that I'm pizza delivery, and she's like, what? Mutiny is pizza? It's like, yep, we're slicing up some. Oh, shit, I have an order coming out right now. I got sausage pepperoni. I got linguica. Hold it.
See, when you give out this number to all these randoms, this is what happens. Sometimes you're going to get these calls that are not for our show. So bear with us. We did turn the ringer on silent. That's on us. Because we are still perfecting our pregame show for this Mutiny JV show that you're getting to listen to. And please give us advice if you want us to be called something different, if you like this music or not.
Because it's already a show, apparently. And I was thinking about different show names today, and I was thinking More Guerra.
More
and then
war.
We could always say, like, we're not supporting war, but we just want, you know, my last name's More, your name, your last name's Guerra, and then people just have to understand. They'll have to get it, and if not, they'll just be.
But it doesn't have a catchiness to it.
There's no catchiness at all.
We can get some. We'll do something better.
Sports ball.
That's the always the backup.
Pam really wants that. She's like,
she's
you
pumping
gotta go
that
to sports ball, please.
Well, I think also with the season ending, it'll give us a lot of time to brush up on our skills with social media and with marketing it and with calling our show what we want to call it and figuring out what our slot will be next year. Because I think Thursday is nice. It gives us a game to talk about, but there's always other games going on other days too. So it's a pilot. We're piloting this season out. We're going to see what we want to do for season two. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, we always have clever names for our teams, you know, our fantasy teams. So I figure we can have a clever name for our show. And, yeah, it would be nice to get a little bit of feedback, see if anybody else is like, oh, yeah, JV show is so fucking retarded.
Well, I want to give a shout out to my sister because she posted on Facebook. She's listening right now. Love you, Natalia. And so does your brother, Jonathan.
Nash.
So
what's up?
We hope you can hook us up with our taxes this year and, you know, help us out big time there. And we'll take pictures of the W-2s when they come in.
Well, yeah. And much love. I'll hook her up with... Natalia, I'll hook you up with some Alta Botanical Tinctures. These are great. It's you can go online, tryalta.com, but we're sponsored by Alta Botanical, California. Alta California Botanicals.
What a plug.
Got to try it out. Really good. And if you're not doing the tinctures and you're smoking a lot, try the tinctures. You can smoke. It's not going to change anything. It's just it's nice to have something ingested and the right things too. CBDs, the THCAs, the CBNs. We need a lot more cannabinoids in our system.
John's gotten really good at these plugs. He's just found the way to tie it into the gift for Nat. So Nat, you already know what you're getting from John. From me, I guess I'll have to say I'll clean the house again. So you've got me for dishes and yeah, cleaning the floor. I'll steam the floors. You'll love it. So help us out. Help us brothers out and keep us our JV show going and running fine and fine-tuned.
You better download this podcast too, Nat, so you have this recorded so you know that he's
we owe you.
He's going to be giving you the
did I say that? Oh, I don't remember. It's too late. No, it's already done. But let's keep it going. We'll do some more music before we close up shop in the next 20 minutes. They need to do some work early here at Mutiny Radio. They're uploading all sorts of new gadgets for us, so hopefully we'll show up on your podcast one day. So anyway, keep it going with some Gondwana, Verde, Amarillo, y Rojo.
Son de Chile.
Para Julieta, mi sobrina. Immensa naturaleza.
side.